Blog Talk Radio.
Star Mom.
Eladrina in the building.
West Coast
you
finest.
Know what it is.
Let go.
You wanna rumble in my jungle, but you ain't walk a flock. If I pull a heat out, then you know I'm gon' cock with the red bottom pumps. So you know I gotta rock with me, trying to go down, then I ain't trying to stop. Eladrina in this bitch, I kill you hoes and dig a dick. My flow is so phenomenal, I murder all you plastic kids. Hate me now, hate me later. I'm world champion like the ladies. You want a bench, I'm in the game. I need the fortune, fuck the fame. You the loser, I'm the winner. I eat rap bitches for dinner. Call me the glutton, cause I'm the fucking sinner, bitch.
For this.
Man, I got more bars than Twin Towers and Linwood put together. You already know what it is.
Let's go.
Commissary, bitch.
Second verse, same old shit. Hottest bars is all I spit. I'm on my grind, that's for sure. 2 days a week on Bang Out Radio. Rest in Star Mob, ABZ. Cali girls, GMG. You fuck with me, bitch, rest in peace. I go so hard just like a beast. Fuck your squad, fuck your swag. Fuck your Louis duffel bag. Fuck your flex, fuck your rag. Baddest bitch you ever had. If you hating on me, then I'm on my job.
Local female MCs, you know, out there, you know,
when Polka comes on the air. We're going to be discussing her her new album, you know, that she's dropping. She got a hot mixtape out. Look out for her. She's, you know, she's a hot commodity in the game, you know. And I want to give a shout-out to all my female MCs from coast to coast worldwide that's listening in over in France, Australia, you know, all my chicks just down there in Louisiana doing it way big, you know, out there in Little Rock, Arkansas, Texas, Tennessee, Memphis. I got my girl out there, you know what I'm saying, Z Diva, the Pimpress, holding us down, you feel me? She's doing it way big out there, you know. I got a few female MCs that had birthdays this month, you know what I'm saying, starting with, you know what I'm saying, my girl, the one and only Black Molly, you know what I'm saying, she had a birthday, you know, recently, so happy birthday to you. Then Brandy Kane, you know, if you don't know who Brandy Kane is, man, she a hot chick, too, in the game, doing her thing right now. Shout out to Brandy Kane, whose birthday is actually today. You know what I'm saying? So we got a few of their tracks in rotation right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, I want to make a few announcements, too. You know, I have a birthday coming up. It's July 30th, but in honor of my birthday, in honor of all the Leos, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to put together one of the hottest Leo parties, you know what I'm saying, that's going to be cracking right here, you know what I'm saying, in the Antelope Valley, you know, and look forward to seeing me out there in L.A., too, with it, you know, because we're going to get it hot this summer, you know. The Star Mob camp is about to be in the building. So if you're interested in performing at one of those events, hit your girl up, you know what I'm saying. And all the artists that's out there listening in to the show, you can always submit your music to me at ladrina.bangoutradio@gmail.com or look me up on Facebook, www.facebook.com/purethick. So right now we're about to start the show off by getting into, you know what I'm saying, some of the greatest CMCs out there, you know, that's doing it way big, you know what I'm saying, in the game. I got to, you know, keep y'all up to date and posted on what's going on with the community of the female rappers, you know, in the game, you know, because y'all know y'all my passion. So like my Facebook page, too. You know, the Coast to Coast MC Movement page, that's a page where you can network, get your music off, you know what I'm saying? And we support you. We want to know what you got going on, all your different up-and-coming shows and stuff of that nature. Please, you know, support the females in hip-hop. So I'm going to hit you off with some Polka real quick. That way y'all can know what I'm talking about, because this chick right here, she off the chain, you know. So I'm going to hit y'all with one of her tracks right now. Bang Out Radio.
I don't need no crew, I don't need no mic stand, I don't need no booth, I don't need pro tools, I don't need no loop. One take, no punch, but I might punch you. These whack bitches so easy, you ain't making it fun. I'm shitting on you hoes writing while I'm taking the gun. You ain't know, I got heavyweight verses, a felon with a flow, the community service. You ain't hard ho, like your favorite color is pink. You turn your back and start running like the bathroom sink. But me, I'm built tough, motherfucker really mean it. Solid as a rock, like your boyfriend penis. When he rip me, cause I'm simply the hottest bitch from the west, on this MIC. And I'ma let it all out till I feel empty. Cause they one in the back, beating on the MP. And well, that's all I need. Let you know that that's all I need. Yeah, that's all I need. Yeah, yeah, that's all I need. The hot track, yeah, that's all I need. That's all I need. Yeah, yeah, that's all I need. West Coast, yeah, that's all I need. That's all I need. Yeah, in this life I lead. Let you know that that's all I need. Hey. I don't need ridicule, I don't need critic letters, I don't need haters talking about what I could do better. I don't need bitch niggas in my face trying to mack. And if I do give you my number, tell me you gon' smash, nigga. I got heart, I don't need nothing else. And I don't run up at the mouth, my rhymes speak for themselves. And yes, people that I love, but I ain't asking for help. Cause if you want it done right, you gotta do it yourself. This the life I chose to live, so I guess it's how it goes. And no, it ain't the best, nigga, but it's all that I know. See, I'm only trying to win, yeah, I'm destined to blow. While my mama playing lotto, trying to get to the dough. I'm calculating every step, confident in the flow. She want me to go back to school, look, we done been here before. I just want to give you all that you deserve to see. And you only want the best for me, I understand. And well, you all I need, let you know that you all I
my knees, mama, you all I need. Yeah, yeah, you all I need. A hot track, yeah, that's all I need. That's all I need. Yeah, yeah, you all I need. West Coast, yeah, that's all I need. That's all I need. Yeah, in this life I lead, let you know that that's all I need.
Poker right here on Bang Out Radio. You know what it is. I mean, I got my girl, Swanye, Miss Swanye. She about to be calling in a few from Chi-Town as well. You know what I'm saying? We're getting it in live right here on Bang Out Radio. Doing it big today. I mean, the topic of discussion, you know, if you're just now tuning into the show, it's called, you know, Squares versus Hood, people. Which ones do you attract? Do you attract the hood dudes, ladies? And as far as the guys are concerned, you know, do you attract the hood chicks or the prissy chicks? Press 1 if you'd like to go live with the host right here on Bang Out Radio. That's what it is. We're getting it in on the show today. We're about to do a call. You know what I'm saying? I wanna prank call somebody right now. You know what I'm saying? On the show. That way we can ask them their opinion, you know, about everything that we're discussing today on Bang Out Radio, you know. So we're going to be calling the infamous Ace, you know what I'm saying, Ace, you know, from Swagger Movement. We want to hear what he got to say about the whole topic of discussion, you know, right here on Bang Out Radio. Let's see. I hope everybody out there is getting it turned up right now and enjoying a weekend, you know what I'm saying, or have something in the works for this weekend. I hear it's a lot of hot clubs that's jumping off this weekend, but we about to find out what's the deal, you know what I'm saying? So we about to prank call Ace. Let's see what's up with Ace, you know. Let's see if Ace answers his phone. He ain't answering yet.
We Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
He's going
to
get back
like a movement.
He's not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
What it is, Ace, you know what I'm saying? We want to know your opinion right here on Bang Out Radio. You know what I'm saying? It's your girl, L.A. Drina. Hit us back. We want to know if you like our topic of discussion today. Hood chicks versus prissy chicks. And vice versa for the males, you know what I'm saying, and the ladies. So give us a call back, and we out. We're about to see what's going on, you know what I'm saying, right here on Bang Out Radio. You know what I'm saying? We got another caller that's online right now. If you would like to go live to speak to the host, all you got to do is press that 1. You know what I'm saying? I see the switchboard is hot right now. But, you know, don't be shy. You know, if you're ready to go live, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Caller 6493, you're live on Bang Out Radio. Okay. Don't have to press the 1. But guess what? You know what I'm saying? We're going to do it like this. All right, I'm going to ask y'all this question right here. What do you feel about the prissiness of the chicks versus the hood? I'm going to give y'all my personal opinion. Me, it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? I like hood dudes, and then I like the, you know what I'm saying, the squares, you know what I'm saying. But, you know, me personally, I like to see a combination of both because that's what complements my personality. Since I'm from the hood, you know, and I've been around that most of my life, I love guys that got a little bit of, you know what I'm saying, but he ain't got to be just overbearing with it, you know what I'm saying. I like those guys out there that, you know, can create a balance, you know, because with age, you got to have a little bit of wisdom the older you get, you know what I'm saying. So you got to be ready to, you know what I'm saying, do it like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's my whole take on the situation. Caller 8998, you're live on Bengal Radio. Let's see. This person, press 1 if you'd like to go live on the show. But, I mean, hey, it's your opinion, if that's what you like or if that's what you don't like. But, you know, I would like to know your opinion. So let me know what the deal is right here on Bengal Radio. You know, also, I wanted to discuss, you know what I'm saying, the party that was popping out at the Mango Tango this week. And that, the whole situation that happened out, you know what I'm saying, here with that whole situation. Y'all got to step y'all game up, black folks. Man, every time we have a club event, why y'all got to crash it? Y'all making me scared to do my event out here now. I'm trying to move mine back to the hood. I mean, in L.A., you feel me? I mean, at least I know it's here. I mean, gosh, you know what I'm saying? I'm scared for my life. I don't know what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Like, why it got to be so much violence, you know? I mean, y'all making it to where we can't make no money out here in the Antelope Valley, you know? Too. I'm about to take it back, you know, down south with it, south of the 14 freeway. You dig? You know, my screen is refreshing right here, so we might have to go live, you know, on Bengal Radio, you know. Caller 8998, you're live on Bengal Radio. Okay. Well, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to go live, but this is what we're doing right here. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of tracks right here on Bengal Radio for today. You know what I'm saying? So we're about to get into the infamous YVE, you know what I'm saying, representing Inglewood, California, you know what I'm saying? And we got her in the building, you know. She always supporting us and everything we got going, you know. Topic of discussion. You already know what it is. Don't be afraid to press that 1 and go live, you know. It's all good. You're hearing it right here on Bengal Radio. It's called We Hot, YVE. Let's go.
We don't stop, we shot, we pop, ooh, the lot, lot. We hot, we hot, we don't stop, we rock, we don't stop, we shot, we pop, ooh, the lot, lot. We hot, we hot, we don't stop, we rock, we don't stop.
Hold up. I think we got somebody that's ready to go live right now. Might be one of the special guests for today. Caller 8998, you're live on Bengal Radio.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, yes. Who am I speaking to?
What's up with a little this poker?
What's up?
Man, I've been trying to call for a minute. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, nice to finally meet you. You know, you're a hot commodity in the game. I see that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just working, you know, working. I missed the whole conversation, did I? Are we going back to the hood chick conversation?
Oh, this is going to be currently going on the entire show, you know what I'm saying? I know you've been doing your thing, so I would first like to start off by telling you I appreciate you coming on Bengal Radio, you know, the Femcee Coast to Coast Movement show, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate that, you know, and
no problem.
Before I start the interview, too, I want to tell you how, you know what I'm saying, I first found out about you, and it wasn't on Facebook either.
Okay, you know, I want to know.
Yes, the way I found out about you was, you know, I was Googling, you know, FEMC movement, like female rappers that's actually united, because like, or that have a unified type of opinion about the game, the state of the game with females in hip hop, you know. And I came across some of your music, and I saw an interview that you did. You know what I'm saying? Regarding that, did you hear that? Okay, well, this was like over a year ago. You know what I'm saying? And I was digging it. I was just looking at it like, damn, wow. At the time when I looked at the video, I was like, Polka is the only female rapper that I can see at this time that actually share the same views that I have on the industry. You know what I'm saying? And it was inspirational because I felt like I was alone in the whole situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really feel the same way you feel about that whole situation, you know. And besides that, after I clicked off of that video, I started going into all your music, you know. And then I was like, oh, wow, she is fire.
That's what's up. Nah, I appreciate it. And yeah, that is how I feel, man. Is I try not to, you know, put input in things that I don't know much about, but my whole opinion of it is, I feel point blank, period, is we need to unite, man. Like, it's pretty logical. Like, separation is not going to get us nowhere. Ladies got to stick together, man. That's how I got to be.
Yeah. I was just checking that out. I mean, y'all hearing it right here, Polka. She doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? So can you tell us what inspired you to become a lyrical giant that you are?
Man, you put a lot on it.
I mean,
nah,
I can,
you know,
because I know what you got. See, I know. You know what I'm saying? It's not about if you make. See, in today's society, it's not about if you're mainstream or not. It's what you got, and you got that fire. You know what I'm saying?
And
artist like you is gonna help pave a new platform for the up and coming female MCs in the game. You know what I'm saying? Because we are the ones that set the standards, and you're setting your own standard right there. You know what I'm saying? You're doing your thing with it. You know? So,
right.
Hey.
And I appreciate that. And I realize that it's bigger than me. So that's why I had to stop sitting on my talent. You know, I had to do something about it because, I mean, I've always been able to rap. So that's how it started. It started just life. And I'm, you know, listening to music, not just rap. I love old 40s, 50s music. I love blues. I love music, and I just realized it's bigger than me. Someone might be inspired, so I just decided to just, man, step up and just get in front of the camera as much as possible. And just to let ladies know, man, like, man, they be trying to keep these ladies down, man. We got to get it together. Get up on the grind. Get up on the grind, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, because we can't wait. We can't be sitting around waiting on nobody no more. Not in these days. We got to get it just as much as they do, so... Why not have a representative for us for what we do?
That's right. That's right. Well, I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, that inspiration and drive you giving the ladies out there. We have a lot of female MCs that listens into this show, you know what I'm saying? And I know they're coast to coast with it, and they're inspired, you know what I'm saying, by what they're hearing right now, you know. So, I mean, we got a caller right here. Caller 2957. You're live on Bengal Radio.
Yo, Sophie, call this show, y'all, telling my support to my girl Polka, man. Want to say what's up. Actually, you know, for all the listeners, this is my first time calling in. Not my first time listening, but I've been in one of the groups that my girl Polka was on, so we just did a joint not too long ago. That's going to drop next year sometime, but I just wanted to, you know, show my support, and Dopey, a.k.a. Polka's biggest fan, you know what I mean?
Look at you. I appreciate you, Dopey, for real.
That's, you know, with our conversation earlier this week, that's what I said. I've been supporting Polka for about a year now. A friend of mine, Mondo, he put her mixtape up. And I had her mixtape like last year when it first dropped, and I've been a fan ever since. And I reached it out, her being local and from LA, to do a joint. And she was just like, no problem. She said, for a favor, you know, you promote me. And I'm like, I've been doing that. That's nothing to do. So I'm going to always support West Coast artists first before I support anybody else. So when people say, don't be like, poor people, you know, me and Polka just did a joint. So y'all, people need to kill like all that noise when they say, Dopey don't support people. You know what I mean? her life page been up for about a week or so, and it's already at 100 likes. So y'all better catch up.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean? So y'all support poker and keep doing your thing, mama.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
All right, keep the good vibes
up.
I got you, sis. All right, I'm going to tune in, and I'm about to vlog this, let everybody else know that she on air.
All right,
yeah,
that's
appreciate
what it is, you know. We appreciate that right there, you know. We're going to come with some trivia questions from Miss Polka, you know what I'm saying, the infamous Polka in the building, you know what I'm saying. And after, we're going to go to a Polka track right quick, you know what I'm saying. When we come back, you know, from her track, you know, then... you know, we basically going to get it in with some trivial questions with her. We got Tears on My Pad right here. Can you tell us what is this track right here?
Yeah, this track was actually recorded. You know what, this, rest in peace, Nate Dogg, this track was recorded a while ago. See, the thing is, I've always been doing my music thing, so a while ago, Nate Dogg, we worked heavy together, and this was one of the tracks we recorded, and I recently put it out on my Spilled Milk tape. I love it. It's great. It's, you know, it's about that strength, empowerment,
yeah.
You know. I love it.
That's it, sir.
God rest in peace, man.
Go ahead, mama.
No, I'm just saying he taught me a lot. He taught me a lot when I wasn't even ready to really learn. So that's why I can look back at it now and appreciate the music and the hook that he wrote to me. It just feels so personal. Like, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm supposed to be doing this. So, you know.
Yeah. That's what's up right there, you know. R.I.P. Nate Dogg, you know what I'm saying? He's one of the greatest legends. I see you, caller 5081. We about to take you right now. I mean, I see, you know what I'm saying, you know, a lot of people get their homage paid to, and, you know, I respect you for paying homage to Nate Dogg, and, you know, the fact that, you know, he created a joint, you know what I'm saying, a hook for you, you know what I'm saying? You one of the most blessed people, you know what I'm saying, in the game. I anticipated on getting to work with him, you know what I'm saying? And I never
really
got the courage to ask him, you know what I'm saying?
And that's a cold deal. That's a cold thing. Yes, I agree. And see, at the time, I was getting in trouble. I wasn't even ready for it. And I didn't even realize what type of jewel I had at that moment. And I look back and I'm like, wow, I'm so blessed, you know? I'm so blessed.
Yeah, that's
what's up. Talk a
rock. Yeah. What's up, caller?
Talk a rock. On Facebook, search POCA. POCA. Go add poker. Go download the mixtape. Spilt Milk available right now. Dopey, the biggest fan. I'm out.
Hey,
Dopey still on the line?
Spilt Milk available right now. To all listeners, Spilt Milk is available right now. Go add poker.
Download that joint.
Download it for your friends, man. It's not. Go at Polka on Facebook, POCA. Why y'all sitting there? Go at her. I'm out. All love. Bang on radio.
Peace.
Hey, that's what's up with it. Man, my boy Dopey getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio. We got a caller 5081. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
Hey, what's up? Y'all know what it is. This is the infamous A, Swagger Movement. You know,
Swagger
I'll be showing
movement.
Some love.
That's
y'all
right.
Know we in the
right.
Building.
Yeah, I tried to call you live on air because we have a topic of discussion today. You know, I got the infamous Polka in the building, you know what I'm saying, doing her thing, you know what I'm saying. We got a hot joint right here for Polka, you know what I'm saying, with a hook on it that Nate Dogg wrote for her. You know, she got that hot, you know, mixtape out called Spilled Milk. But I want to let you know about the topic of discussion. It is hood chicks versus Chrissy Chicks, what do you prefer and which ones do you attract? We want to know.
Okay. Then I can't really discriminate because they all got their advantages, and plus I attract both of them.
Really? What are the advantages?
That's hard. I would like a little mix. You know what I'm saying? A little bit of this, a little bit of that. That'd be perfect.
Yeah. So what do you you prefer, like a mixture of both, like so they have to have like a balance with it? You can't be just, you know, one way with it.
Like me personally, like the way I look at it, she can be hood, she can be prissy, but as long as they're doing the right thing, you know what I'm saying, as far as going in life in the right direction. If you're going the wrong direction, then like I'm just gonna cut you off, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel that. How about what you feel about that, Ms. Polka? How do you feel about that? What do you prefer for the guys?
Well,
I have to have a combination. I need them both. Cause he has to be hood, but he has to be, you know, a little square, because, you know, so it's a cold game. It's cold. These streets is serious. So he can't not know what's going on up in these streets. But he got to be nerd enough to not be up in them streets like that. For me personally, you know.
That's right. I feel
or
like
to slow my crazy ass down. He gotta be nerd enough to slow me down for when I'm acting too crazy. So yeah.
Yeah, be street and bus smart.
Oh yes, sir. He can get it.
That's right. So are you single? Or are you, you know what I'm saying, you in a situation, or you rather not comment on that, Polka?
I'm super on my music, and that's just what it is.
It's all about this.
Yeah, it really has to be at this point in time in my life if I plan on doing something.
Yeah, and how did you come up with the name Polka, though?
You know, that's
know
a great question.
Right.
Nah, you know what? That name was given to me. I was young. I was playing basketball, right? And the coach one time, I went up for a layup. And then he was like, this was, all right, it stemmed from Pocahontas, I'm not going to lie. He was like, get the ball, Pocahontas, like that. And then from there, the whole school, the whole boys team, the whole girls team, then the whole school. And then, you know, I got a little older, I was like, oh, that's whack. So I just did Poca. So that's how it started.
That's what's up. I like that, though. That's dope and it's unique, you know. Well, we're going to get into a Poca track right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, the Coast to Coast Fancy Friday show. You know, if you guys are just now tuning in, I got my girl Polka in the building. You know what I'm saying? We about to get into some of her music right now on Bang Out Radio. This one right here is called Tears on My Pad.
Let's get it.
Replaced with cream. another world to see. It gets better, just look at me. Cause I was just trying to chase my dreams, so I changed my scene. Empty pockets have now been replaced with dreams. On the grind all the time for the world to see. It gets better, just look at me. For real.
Married today,
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we need someone to host our reception to LA Dreamer. We got to get together. And, you know, you got all of these artists that be coming on your this bomb-ass music and shit. Maybe they'll accept a wing dinner from you or something. You feel me? You know, and do a performance for you. You feel me?
As long as I get some size, you know what I'm saying? Get some, like, some mac and cheese.
Okay, I'll make
some
sure.
Some on the size. Man, you are so
that
I love to
eat. That song was hot, though. I like the melody to it. It's like very relaxing.
Right, you can just vibe out to it. No, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah,
you welcome.
She got some meters, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So y'all gotta look Polka up. Hey, Polka, what is your YouTube address?
You can do the YouTube.com/ It's Polka. ItsPoCa.
Yes. Yeah, give them your whole spiel. You know, let them know where they can find you at.
And Facebook, the whole thing. Okay, Facebook.com/OfficialPoCa, or you can go to Twitter, at @OfficialPoCa. And I don't know, man, keep your eyes
Google
and ears open, I guess.
Yes.
I hate saying Google me because everyone clowns every time I say that, but it's the easiest way.
Yeah. We got a caller calling in from the 404. After this, we're about to get it in with some trivia. We want everybody to participate in. If you live on the air right now, participate in it, and then we can have the callers call in. Call in 661-621-7559. We want to know what your opinion is about the topic of discussion. We're talking about hood chicks versus prissy ones and hood dudes versus square ones. Which ones do you prefer and which ones do you attract? We want to know right here on Bang Out Radio. We got callers calling in from the 404. That looks like ATL somewhere around there. What it is, caller? You're live on Bang Out Radio.
What it do for LA Adrenaline? This your boy, Mr. Pills, all the way from the south side of the ATL. What's happening?
What it is? Man, getting it
what's
girl Polka.
What's good, Ms. Polka? I like that hit. You know what I'm talking about?
What's up with you? That's what's up. I appreciate it.
Hey, already, you know, down here in the south side, they're cool, and, you know, I get, you know, Bang Out Radio a lot of love, you know, no doubt, you know, Mr. Pills, the dope boy, you know, everything assists you like a referee with a whistle, baby.
As it should be,
that's right.
Yeah, I know my way around Atlanta pretty well, so that's what's up. Thank you for calling at me.
All right,
yeah,
now, you
got to look
them
up when you get down there.
Already, you know, ain't nothing but a thing.
That's right.
Yeah. So what do you think about the topic of discussion today, Mr. Pills?
Well, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It ain't what it ain't. And it's going to be what it's going to be, you know. The real recognized
hey,
real.
Hey, that's the way you're supposed to answer if you didn't hear the question.
Hey, that's just how it is down here, you know what I'm saying? All that player ain't perpetrating, got to get it somewhere down here, you know. Down south, you know, I ain't.
What?
This is the boy right here.
We want to know, do you like prissy chicks or do you like them chicks that got that gangster swag or do you like a prissy chick with the gangster swag? What kind of chick do you prefer?
I like me a lady in the street but a freak in the bed. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
Prissy, I like, you know what I'm saying? All of it is a total package, you know what I'm saying? It's like a chameleon, you know what I'm saying? It's going to change its colors whenever it needs to, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to adapt to whatever situation she got to adapt to. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, DJ, got to keep it real with yourself. Don't sit here and you ain't gangster and you gonna act gangster. And then sit around and get your ass told, and, you know? So just keep it 100, you know, but I'm going to keep it 100. You know, Mr. Pills the dope boy. Well.
That's right. Man,
hey,
we getting it in right here. What were you going to say, Mr. Pills? Sound like you had another thought.
You know what I'm saying? You know, it is, you know, every female, you know, and every male, you know, it's your adaption, you know, what you're going to adapt to. You know, you have to adapt to any situation. If you go into a corporate office, you ain't going to be ghetto, you know what I'm saying?
That's real.
That's for sure, you know what I'm saying? You ain't going to get no kind of deal. You ain't going to get nothing. Cause they gonna point your head right back out that door as soon as you come up in there talking like you ain't got no sense. So The ones that got the sense are the ones that make you, you know. I want a chick that gonna be down for me, you know what I'm saying? Just like a female, she want a dude that gonna be down for her, you know.
That's right.
It's 50-50, you know. It ain't no 60-40. You can hang out with no though, you know. That's just how it goes down here, you know.
Yeah. Yep, that's real. Yeah. Okay, we got some trivia right here from Miss Polka. You know what I'm saying? I always like to do this with my female MCs, you know. It's not to put you on the spot. It's just to see how well you know the other female artists in the game, you know. And if not, then we just inviting you on some information because some of it happened before your time. And, you know, some of it is a little bit relevant to what's going on right now. So the first question, you know, for Miss Polka is, this trio is considered to be the best female rap act of all time, winning 5 Grammys and numerous of other awards for songs like Let's Talk About Sex, I'll Take Your Man, and Shake Your Thing.
Salt and Pepper?
Hey, I didn't even have to give you the rundown of the artist. You got that right.
Nah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up with it. I mean, hey. Okay, this, though not well known, this chick name is Toy Jackson. She's Toy Jackson's one and only album was called It's Tea Time. Her songs included it's called On the Smooth Tip. We're gonna pass that one up too. That one is pretty beefy. But I wanna know the answer to though a not well known rapper. Toy Jackson's one and only album is called It's Tea Time. Her song included On the Smooth Tip, I Got the Feeling, and It's My Beat. Was it a rap artist by the name of Sweet T, Yo Yo, Trina, or Boss?
All right, what was the question?
Yeah, it's called Okay, she wasn't a well-known rapper, but her name is Toy Jackson, and her one and only album was called Tea Time. Her songs included On the Smooth Tip, I Got the Feeling, and
Boss?
It's My Beat. Yes!
Is it Boss?
You're correct. Boss.
Yeah,
You know your stuff. Hey, hey, you know what I'm saying? If you don't know your stuff on a female rappers in history, you gotta Google them and research them.
Yeah, you
got
to.
So you know. Yeah, you know this one right here. I got another question right here. Younger sister of rapper Milk D and Gizmo of the group called Audio 2. This rapper cut the tracks Cha Cha Cha, Poor Georgie, and Paper Thin.
MC Light, man, come on now. MC Light, knock it off. It's too easy. It's too easy right now. It's too easy. What do I win?
Man, okay, look. This rapper is from Boogie Down Productions, released the album Diva in 1988. Her single Wake Up, Wake Up reached the top 20 on the Billboard Hot Rap Singles chart. Who was that? Was it Roxanne, Shante, Queen Latifah, Lil Kim, or Miss Melody?
Miss Melody?
Yep. You got it.
Yeah,
girl.
Man.
You're doing your thing. Hey, how did you become so knowledgeable of, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, look, when I say I do music, like, I really love music, like, it's like this whole extra weird thing. Like, it's hard for me to even hold conversations sometimes because I'm too fixated on music. Like, I always got my earphones in. I love to learn. Like, I seek it. And knowledge from anything. And I love music. So, like, man, I'm sure it's a billion questions that I must have just got lucky on these ones, though. But I'm sure it's a billion you can ask that I wouldn't know. But you picked the right one today.
It's a lot of questions. Like, the ones I did the trivia myself, and, like, so far I got like three of them wrong that you already answered correctly, you know. And I'm pretty knowledgeable of the females in the rap game, but like when we taking it back to like the beginning of the evolution of the female rapper, like I'm still trying to learn that. You know, I be Googling stuff like who was the first female rapper on the West Coast, who was the first female rapper down south, Midwest, wherever. You know what I'm saying? I be trying to find out stuff like that, you know, and you know who was the first one to go big or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Okay, we got this one right here. These are more up to date ones. This Miami rapper's debut single called "Throw the P" was a response to 2 Live Crew's "Throw the D." Her debut album "Respect" peaked at 41 on the Billboard Top R&B and Hip Hop chart. Who was it? Foxy Brown, Trina, Left Eye, or and Quet?
Hello.
It's Trina. Who was the last person you said though?
I said and Quet. And Quet.
I'm gonna go with Trina. I'm gonna go with Trina because you said Miami rapper.
Yeah, she's a Miami. I think it's the one that you didn't want. I mean, the one that you didn't think it was. It was. Let me see. It's about to come on right now. I think it was. Okay. Wait a minute.
Was it?
Nah, that one. Oh, wait a minute. You're right. Wait. No. It was Anquette. Anquette was back. Okay, she was a backup. She was backed up by the Throw the P girls. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we all learning something new. You know what I'm saying? Today. You know what I'm saying, on this show. I mean, I'm trying to learn, you know, as we go, but still try to inform all the people out there. The female rappers in the game, y'all, man, they are a part of hip-hop history, you know. I mean, even though it's a male-dominated field, you know what I'm saying, the female rappers, they're already, that's already etched in hip-hop, get to know them because, you know, those were the original pioneers for the females in the game. And, you know, we continue to evolve as artists, you know what I'm saying? But we got to reinvent ourselves. But, I mean, to me, the best time to shine was back when, in those days, because the female artist was seen for her talent more so than just her sexuality or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? You could come as you are if you was 300 pounds. And your name was Big Bertha on the mic, you could just do it. You know what I'm saying? You didn't have to regurgitate your food or nothing, you feel me? Or, you know, you could just look how you want to. If you look like a stud or whatever, you could just come with your hats on, you feel me, and rock the mic.
Right.
I mean, they didn't care how you look, you know what I'm saying? But nowadays, it's really about image, and glam. So, you know, we got to try to reinvent the platform so we can look how the dudes look. You see how they can come out on the stage with their boobies hanging, their man boobies, and missing teeth in the front, and sing a rap song about what kind of woman they really want. They only want a woman with a skinny waist, or they only want one that look like that. But they gonna come out on stage with snagged boobies.
Looking crazy, right?
So
that's true though.
Okay, so, I mean, we got to reinvent that whole platform, you know. That's why we need stuff like this, so we can keep it moving with it. You know what I'm saying? This girl's really, she really talented. She's smart. She got it going with the music, you know what I'm saying, y'all. You know, call me at 661-621-7559. I'm about to get into some more detailed questions about you, Miss Polka, you know what I'm saying? So where did you grow up at?
Man, I grew up all over. I'm from Southern California. Born in Harbor City, Carson, lived there for years. I lived all over. I lived in the Empire. I've lived in Arizona. I've lived all over, like city to city, man. Like growing up, like I grew up with like my whole family. I would be from like aunt's house to my mom's house to so. But really, just Southern California, LA girl. Period.
That's right. Yeah. I kind of went to Torrance High School briefly. You know what I'm saying? So I know a little bit about the South Bay, too. You know what I'm saying? Over there, Torrance High School, where they were filming Buffy the Vampire Slayer and all that. that's the one I went to, Eastside Torrance, you know, for a minute. You know, but I was a bounce around kid, too. I went to Fauchet, you know what I'm saying? I went to school in Victorville. That's where I graduated from, Victor Valley High. But then I bounced back to L.A., you know what I'm saying? I went to L.A., you know what I'm saying, and watched, you know, so... I mean,
That's how it was, I guess, back then, man. Dude,
hey,
I don't know. I lived in so many places.
Are you an 80s baby, Polka?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
I'm an 80s baby, too. We a product of the 80s, a minute to the 90s.
Damn right.
You know what I'm saying? So, hey, that's what it is, you know. Shoot, we doing it, you know what I'm saying? We keep on getting it in, you know what I'm saying? I want to hit y'all with another Polka track, you know what I'm saying? Right here on Bang Out Radio, we're going to get into some more, you know what I'm saying, questions. I heard you were telling me you was going into the studio, you know what I'm saying, yesterday. What kind of fire you was making up in there?
Oh, man, I'm working on my next CD. I'm very, man, I can't wait till it comes out. It's called Insomnia Dreams. It's dope, and that's what I'm working on right now.
You always got them hot.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Hey, Polka, honest, do you do anything in L.A. from time to time?
Like shows, you mean?
Yeah,
I do as often as I can. You know what? I've been speaking with a few people, and they're trying to. I gotta get the business gotta be on point, you know. So that's where we're at right now, trying to make sure that we book these shows properly, and you know, so I can reach
the
people.
Okay, that's what's up right there.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So like, you're as far as your shows is concerned, you know what I'm saying? You plan on doing some upcoming shows this summer?
Man, I would do a show every day. Well, not every other day, probably, if I could. But yeah, definitely. I just don't have any dates right now, but I'll keep it updated, you know, through my Twitter or my Facebook. But yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to doing some shows at least some soon.
Okay, that's what's up with it. We got this track right here called All I Need. You know what I'm saying? Can you tell us about this joint right here?
Yeah. See, that's one of those records that I was just like, I don't need y'all. Like, my music is all I need, really. It was just like, you know, sometimes people tell you need, like, no, in order to do this, okay, in order to make this record, you need this. You need the producer. You need somebody to arrange. You need somebody to do this. Honestly, I feel like you just need your own tenacity. Like, you need to draw from within, just focus, decide, and then do it. It was one of those, like, all I need, like, this is all I need type of records. You can tell in the lyrics, though.
Man, she got it going on. Y'all about to get into this right here on Bang Out Radio. All I need.
Entourage. I don't need no crew, I don't need no mic stand, I don't need no booth, I don't need pro tools, I don't need no loop, one take, no punch, but I might punch you, these whack bitches so easy, you ain't making it fun, I'm shitting on you hoes writing while I'm taking the gun, you ain't know, I got heavyweight verses, a felon with a flow, your community service, you ain't hard ho, like your favorite color is pink, you turn your back and start running like the bathroom sink, but me, I'm built tough, motherfucker really mean it. Solid as a rock, like your boyfriend penis when he rip me, cause I'm simply the hottest bitch from the west on this MIC, and I'ma let it all out till I feel empty, cause they one in the back beating on the MP, and well, that's all I need, let you know that that's all I need, yeah, that's all I need, yeah, yeah, that's all I need, the hot track, yeah, that's all I need, that's all I need, yeah, yeah, that's all I need, west coast, yeah, that's all I need, that's all I need. In this life I lead, let you know that that's all I need. Ay, I don't need ridicule, I don't need critic letters, I don't need haters talking about what I could do better. I don't need bitch niggas in my face trying to mack, and if I do give you my number, tell me you gon' smash, nigga. I got heart, I don't need nothing else, and I don't run up at the mouth, my rhymes speak for themselves. And yes, people that I love, but I ain't asking for help, cause if you want it done right, you gotta do it yourself. This the life I chose to live, so I guess it's how it goes. And no, it ain't the best, nigga, but it's all that I know. See, I'm only trying to win, yeah, I'm destined to blow. While my mama playing lotto, trying to get to the dough, I'm calculating every step, confident in the flow. She want me to go back to school, look, we done been here before. I just want to give you all that you deserve to see, and you only want the best for me. I understand him well, you all I need, let you know that you all I need. Mama, you all I need, yeah, yeah, you all I need. A hot track, yeah, that's all I need, that's all I need, yeah, yeah, you all I need. West Coast, yeah, that's all I need, that's all I need, yeah. In this life I lead, let you know that that's all I need.
Her name is Amy. She's dope, man. But she lives like in New Zealand somewhere now. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, she was dope. Out here. Yeah, she was out in Cali doing her music thing. Yeah. But yeah.
So who's all the artists that you affiliate yourself with? You know what I'm saying? While you currently working on your music?
Yeah. Well, I mean, my Dynamic Certified team, Pac-10 and L's.
Okay.
Basically, like my Lil Bam, like basically my whole Dynamic Certified crew. That's kind of where I try to keep it tight knit with them. I got my producer crew, and it's all like a family. Just I got friends. Period. That rap, that you know, it's just all love.
Yeah. So I mean, what was your first show like that you ever did? You know what I'm saying, in your career? What was that like? To be on the stage for the first time?
One of my first shows, the one that comes to mind is one we opened up for Jin. Remember the dude Jin? He was like a Asian MC.
Yeah.
I remember we were really unpolished. It was me and my boy K Boy. Shout out to K Boy. We had this dope song. It was called What Up Though, and. It was fun. But yeah, that's what comes to mind.
So did you have stage fright or anything, or were you just cool?
I think I still get that. I mean, I get a little anxious. I think I still get that type of anxious feeling where it's like, oh man, I hope I don't fall or whatever. But you know, it's a little bit more controlled now. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it was to the max then.
Yeah. When you meet celebrities, you know, do you still get like starstruck, or like do you try to handle your composure with ease, or what?
I definitely try to handle it with ease because I realize, you know, they're just people, you know, just like the same way people tend to like my music and show that they love my music and they show me love. Like, I feel like they're no different. Like, I show them love and I love their music, so I don't feel I should act like they're any more above me, you know.
That's right. That's right.
They're just dope artists with a bigger situation that I respect, but I'm not gonna act all groupie-ish.
That's right. That's right. So if there was any artists out there that you could work with, who would that be? Or give me your top three.
Top three. I don't know, I want to work with Mary J. Blige. I think she's dope, and I think I feel her. Like, I just feel her music when she sings. Let me see. I think Kanye West is ridiculous. I think he's a dope producer. And probably, like, man, I don't know. Only three? Sheesh.
That's a deal.
Yeah. So who's your favorite producers to work with at this point in time?
Well, right now, my team, shout out to my boys, the heroes. Shout out to Day One. Shout out to all the producers that showed me love. But as for producers that's signed, I think it's too many. Kanye West is dope though. I think it's J. Cole is dope. He's a dope producer. It's so many talented people out there. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So like, okay, can you let us know if we rewind your career back to a year ago, could you let us know what status you were at, you know, mentally and what you were doing in your career a year ago?
Well, a year ago, I was working, actually, this horrible job I had. It was a pretty strenuous job, and I had to make a decision on what I wanted to do with my life. And I was still doing my music, but just, you know, here and there, features here and there, verses. But so mentally, I was strengthening of my mind. I wasn't all the way strong yet, like, because it takes a lot of strength to just drop what everyone else tells you you should be doing and to believe in your own gut. It takes a lot of strength. So, you know, it took that time. It took that whole period of time. And then while that job I had, I was actually working at an oil refinery. And I got enough money to get my own studio. And then that's when I started working on my film out.
Hey, over there, you know, at the oil refinery, shoot, you made money over there.
And I was able to afford my own studio, so that's how the whole Spilled Milk. I recorded myself. I did the Pro Tools and everything, and you know that's how it happened. Just about decisions. It's about what you want to do.
That's right. I see you, caller 0626. Wow, you know, that's amazing right there. You know. Somebody else was saying something, you know. That's cool, you know what I'm saying? Now, so after all this evolution has taken place, where can you say that you could see yourself, or where do you visualize yourself going within a year from now with your career? Where do you want to be at?
I want to be able to tour. I want to be able to reach as many people as possible. I just want to continue putting out music. I want to make good quality music. That's really the ultimate goal is to reach as many people, because, like I said, I realized that it was bigger than me, like, over a year ago. And I feel like this was something I had to do. It wasn't like a choice. I had to do this. So I just want to reach as many young ladies as possible. Because whatever it is, maybe not, they're not trying to be rappers, but they're trying to be something. And society or people, whatever, the world itself tries to tell you, try to keep you down and be submissive and no, you can't do that, or no, or it's are a lot of insecurities that we have as women. But just put yourself out there enough in front of people, and they'll just start. If you believe in yourself, then you'll teach someone else to believe in themselves as well. So that's where I'm at.
That's right.
Wow.
You know, if y'all can learn something from this young lady, she's doing it right here, you know what I'm saying? She has very dope female MC, and she has a very, you know, mature personality, and, you know, you can tell that she's just evolving every year, you know, and I like to see people, you know what I'm saying, that continue to grow within themselves, you know. I mean, that's what life is all about. Every year is just taking it to the next level, you know.
Right.
You were last year, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I see that, you know what I'm saying? I got a hot female MC that's online right now. I want to introduce you to her, Posa. You know, her name is Miss Wanye, you know what I'm saying? Helen from Chi-Town, y'all. Let's give it up for the one and only. You're live on Bring Out Radio.
What's up, Wanye?
What up, y'all? What up? Happy trip, happy day, everybody. How y'all feeling? Thank you for having me today.
Yes, we getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio, you know what I'm saying? I got Polka in the building, you know what I'm saying? And she's been doing her thing, you know what I'm saying, out here on the West Coast, you know. And you already know, you know, this is where all the female artists meet and all the supporters of the female MCs. You know, we shout out to all the listeners out there, because we got a lot of guys that call in and support the movement with the ladies, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my male artists out there that listens into the show too, you know what I'm saying? And all the fans of the artists, you know, that support the female artists. Y'all keep doing what y'all do. And this is just a unit
place too, where the female MC can always meet up on Fridays and we can have discussions, you know what I'm saying? We can get into y'all music, share what y'all got going on, you know what I'm saying? And basically just honor y'all, because I feel like, you know, the female MC, they don't get enough of a platform, you know. So, you know, I'd like to give a shout out to all the radio stations from coast to coast with it that support the females in hip hop as well, you know. Keep them in rotation and put them in your clubs in rotation, you know what I mean? You know, let's get it in with the female artists, you know. So, you know, I got Kwanye in the building. Give us a grand introduction of who you are, Miss Lady.
Well, Miss Kwanye from Chicago, via Tarrytown, the south side of Chicago, the south side of Chicago. But I've been doing this music thing since I was like 11, 12 years old. And it's just my passion. It's just my passion. We got the Chi-Town mixtape coming out, plus the Grind Time mixtape. And then my album, which is dropping this September, Life is But a Dream, Heidi Slice the Don. And I'm really excited about that. I got some really nice features from the Chi-Town area. We got Twista's Get Money Gang on there. We got Bo Deal and Temper and some more of the high female artists in Chicago. And it's just, we're trying to start a whole music movement out here. We got so many talented women. We got so many talented females out here that just don't get the notoriety or recognition to be where they should be. I love what you're doing out there with this. I really do. I love how you have a marketplace for us all to come together. And I hope that, you know, we can make some positive connections and maybe some of the FMCs around the country can get together and start doing the music.
How you feel about that, Polka?
Yes, ma'am. That's how it starts, you know. That's how it starts. You got to especially, like, go far, like, work with people from far away so you can get tapped on the markets. Like I would love to, you know, we work with something like her or anyone, you know, way out there. She can get my voice out there and vice versa, you know.
It's
smart business, you know, period.
Y'all know what, ladies? I mean, like, I've been saying since the first time I actually, you know what I'm saying, got out there, I've been really, my vision, and I believe that I'm going to live to see this vision. My vision is to see 100 ladies on the stage just rocking it out, how the dudes doing it. You know how they do it on the award shows here. You know,
mm-hmm.
You got Snoop and Gucci Mane up on the stage, and
mm-hmm.
You got Kanye West. I mean, they got a big party. It's like over 100 of them. You know what I'm saying? They on the stage and they rocking it out. They just passing the mic and the torch. You feel me? And they getting it in and they just going for what they know. I have a visual. Yes, I really want to see something like that happen with the lady. You know what I'm saying? And that right there, you know, I just pray and I just hope I can actually live to see that day for a female, like all the female artists. You know what I'm saying? From coast to coast with it. I mean, you know, this radio show, it has lots and lots of listeners nationwide. You know what I'm saying? But we not being like a mainstream radio station, but you know what I'm saying? We doing something more major than what they doing, because, like, what we doing right now, even though it might not seem to everybody else, but this is history right here. When have you ever heard a West Coast female rapper on air with a chick that's from Chicago, you know what I'm saying? And we just sitting here talking up about some business, or we promoting each other music and we just really making something happen, you know? And we cool with the fact that the other one raps. We ain't thinking of a diss track right now. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's taken. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of female artists that calls in. Miss Law, she's from the Midwest. She's out there in St. Louis, Missouri. You know what I'm saying? We got Dutch Rebel. You know what I'm saying? She doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? Out there in Boston. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I got a chick from Philly, the cousin of Corrupt Young Gotti. She be calling in all the time from, you know what I'm saying, the Dottie Rad family. You know what I'm saying? They call and they get it in with us all the time. You know, and I check out all these chicks and I see their movement. I see everything y'all doing out here. You know what I'm saying? Y'all making it happen, you know, and it's really time to set the stage now, ladies. You know, we're the ones that's in control of this marketing situation.
That's true.
So,
that's true. That's
you know,
true.
I mean, it's trying to
That's
get it popping. It's trying to get that money, trying to make it happen. You
it's
know
something that can
post
be done, too.
Yes. You know?
It's enough of us out here, and it's enough of us out here with talent. We just need to be all together and get it, you know? That's
yes.
the problem that we
yep.
was all missing, I think.
Yeah. Real so, I mean, like, as far as the state of the game with the female MCs, you know what I'm saying? Soigne, can you just reiterate, how do you really feel about where hip-hop is right now with the female MCs, and how do you feel like we can move forward and evolve, you know what I'm saying, to greatness?
Man, right now, like, real talk, mainstream, yeah. there is no females in hip-hop. You know, I mean, I'm not taking nothing away from Trina, and I ain't taking nothing away from, not Shauna, what's her name, Nicki Minaj, but that's all I hear. That's all I hear.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't know what happened to the rest of our female artists. You know, I can't speak for every other woman in the world, but what I can say is I know the people that I'm around on a daily basis, and I see the people that are struggling in other areas doing their things. And I see the women and what we out here doing, and this shit ain't, this stuff ain't representing me. So it's like,
that's right.
You know, I need for them to be an option other than a modified Barbie doll, because that's pretty much what you are, setting the scene for the up-and-coming girls that's looking at you. Now everybody's thinking that they got to be perfect to try and rap. So you get nicked
right.
up here trying to get implanted here and Botox there, and you 22 years old. How?
Yeah.
How? For what? You know, we need a type of movement that's going to showcase the music, that's going to showcase, you know what I'm saying, the diversity among us, and for it to be okay and accepted, because all we're doing is feeding into the stereotypes of an already male-driven industry.
Yeah.
So,
that's
you know,
cool like
I think
this.
It's time that, yeah, you know, we got to stand up
right.
and do something. We got all type of women out here that do all types of things. And I think it's time that we have music that's going to be able to relate to not just one type, but to all types. We need a more diverse female MC range, and we don't have that right now. And I don't understand why exactly it is, but I know that they're not out here. And I done seen, since I was a kid, you know, female MCs in and out, dropping, Emil, gone, Newsom,
oh, yeah,
gone.
Hard too.
I feel like
we can't even, like, because you said it's only, like, one type of music, and you're right. But, see, it's like you can't even be mad. I realize why people just tend to copy what's just being done and just continue to copy, and because, like, I don't know, it's kind of like treating the symptoms and not the actual illness. Like, they're giving these people outlets, platforms with that rap about the same stereotypical BS, because, like, I don't know, so people are going to continue to rapping like that if that's the only way to get heard. So I don't know we got to figure out how to stop it with, like, from within. Like, you have to be strong enough in yourself to know what you should rap about, not just copy what the next person is doing. I think that's the only difference, is we can't really blame the people that's higher up. We have to look within and just give the people what we know they should be hearing.
But we don't have enough people higher up to make a difference. You see what I'm saying? We only got those two there. And that's what
right,
I'm saying.
See,
we need more.
Right. And I feel you. But see, I'm on the real, as for making a difference, see, that's kind of tricky, because I feel like I'm making a difference, and I'm not. I don't have a big platform at all, but just a little platform I do have, I truly, truly feel I'm making a difference. So that's what I'm saying. Like, if one person can at least just be strong enough to try that, then the next person will, then the next person will. And then I'm telling you, it will. It's a chain reaction. It's an effect, you know. So it definitely starts. Yeah, you know.
It's a bunch of us out here that's doing it, though, but we're not the ones, you know, at this very point, we're not the ones that's out here being mainstreamed, and we're not, you know,
right.
what everybody sees. You know, you getting seen where you
right.
are, I'm getting seen where I am. We're not being seen on
it,
international level yet, you know.
Right.
So we're not, you know, it's not enough of us that's out. When I say out, I mean I syndicated. On a national level, that's being looked up to. You know, this is what's setting an example. Hip-hop
right.
is a movement for everybody,
right.
for all, you know, all races, for all walks of life. Hip-hop is music of the people, you know? It's a lot of genres of music out there. Hip-hop is music for the people. Rap
right.
is music for the people, because it speaks of our struggles, our blessings, and everything in between. So for there to only be two really main artists that's out right now that we see actively doing stuff, and then the only two, you know, I'm waiting for Eve to drop an album. You know,
and that's real. But my thing is, and that's so 100% real. But I just be like, I'm not waiting on nobody. I'm just gonna do it. You know, that's how that's my mentality I have to have, because that's what I feel like I was sitting around waiting. I was like, nah, somebody's gonna show these. Somebody's gonna step up. But clearly, that's no right. one is. So you have to just do it. Like, and I'm not saying like you're not. I'm just saying like in my mind, this is how I speak to myself. Like, you have to just do it, because ain't no one else going to. You right. Yeah, you right. Ain't no one else going to be up with the big platform gonna do it. So if I can,
and that's why we all need to join together.
Yeah, exactly.
So I mean, where y'all? I mean, how do y'all feel? You know what I'm saying about, you know what I'm saying, the whole situation about, you know what I'm saying, putting something together. You know what I'm saying, actually getting something popping. You know what I'm saying. I know everybody got their own projects and everything they're working towards, but within a year, if we can like do something, you know what I'm saying, together, and try to get something popping to where I feel like the platform is already here, but we got to make it happen, you know what I'm saying, because we ain't going to be able to, you know, we're not going to be able to get nobody else to set it for us. So, you know what I'm saying, we got to do is push that juice, you feel me? We got to push that juice out there. If they don't want to know who we are, they're going to know regardless of who we are, you feel me? But we got to be the ones to go out there and do it. And that's where we all come in with the unit from coast to coast. That's the whole Femcee movement from coast to coast is about. It's about us all expressing that and really creating a platform for our other sisters across, you know, the globe. Like, all my chicks out there in Texas, all my chicks out there in Louisiana, look out for your chicks out there in the West Coast. We ain't asking you for a handout. We can keep it on business, but it's still camaraderie, you feel me? When you come to the West Coast, we're going to show you love, and vice versa, you know what I'm saying? And that's the platform that I'm trying to set right here. And I know, you know, it's a lot of female artists out there that have the same ideas, you know, and they doing it, you know what I'm saying? They doing it moving with the whole movement. You know, I've been invited over to Kansas City, you know what I'm saying, to get down with some chicks out there, and they always ask me about chicks on the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? They always ask me about any chicks that I know about in the game. So I'm going to link up with all my female MCs, you know what I'm saying? And if you got something going on, that's great. If you dropping a mixtape or an album, whatever you got going, a hot single, it's all gravy, because next year I'm trying to put together one of the biggest concerts with all my female artists out there in the game, you know what I'm saying? We linking up with the sponsors and the different big-time club promoters, you know what I'm saying, worldwide with it, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to just do a major tour, you know what I'm saying, from coast to coast with it, you know what I'm saying? And if you want to be a part of the tour, just look me up and see what we're doing, because I really know that it's people out there that's passionate about the whole situation. They on a grind, and I guess the main way that it would be beneficial is for us to make money while we're doing it. So what better way to, you know what I'm saying, get an incentive to actually be in unity, because this is something that really ain't been done before, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, all my female MCs hit me up if you're following what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just a part of the movement. I'm not trying to lead the movement. I'm just a part of a movement that was already going on. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what her name is, Diamond from Crime Mob. I typed her name up 2 years ago. She already got the female MC movement popping in the ATL. If you already know, them chicks, they getting it in, they unity in numbers. Who do you see with her? Candy from, you know what I'm saying, Escape. Then you got, you know what I'm saying, Ola Monroe pushing the movement. Then you got Lil Wayne's baby mom over there. And guess what? They making their money off of it.
I heard about that.
You know what I'm saying? They're making their money with it. So I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? We can do it. We can do it. You know what I'm saying? We can come with the documentaries. We can come with the TV.
Right.
We can expose ourselves. Just like the hyphy movement exposed themselves when people weren't trying to hear it.
Right.
Just like the jerk movement. People might not, they might still be offended, but the niggas made money off of that. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I mean, hey.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, you're only limited to your imagination, man. So, I mean, yeah, do it. It's all about getting it done,
you know,
and I definitely support that.
The movement's been super strong. That's all that's been cracking right now. Like, while we sitting here talking about it, I'm thinking about just the people I see that's on and popping, that's getting it in, that's making real heavy noise everywhere from Chicago. They all groups, LEP Boys. Y'all heard of LEP Boys yet? They like a group of like, it's like a group of them. It's two main ones, but it's like a group of them. What's his name? Waka Flocka. Waka Flocka, the Brick Squad, right? And Killer Klan, do you know how huge they is? They is big out here. Like, every time Bo Deal or somebody out here do a shoot, Killer Klan do a shoot, Brick, they huge. The following's so big that everybody's there. And you ain't talking about one or two people. You talking about a whole movement of people that stood together to get this cracking. And I think that is a lot of what our females and MCs are missing. Everybody got so much rivalry. Don't no chick want to do this. Don't no chick want to do that. No, I'm better than you, so you can't do this. And no, I don't want to do that with her because she got a stank attitude. But half these chicks will bend over backwards to do a song with a nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Hey, so it's like, this is one thing. Not to cut you off, but I just want to touch base on this because I just performed with my cousin, you know what I'm saying, Bomb Bomb, doing her thing. I just went up there to support her, man. I'm going to tell you, it was so many dude artists up there performing, right? The ladies was up there popping it on a handstand, sliding down a pole for free, you dig? As soon as we get up there, I mean, we absolutely killed the show, rocking it out. My cousin, she's lyrical. As you know, most of the females in the game, they bars are up there in this time period, you feel me? So it's like this chick, you know what I'm saying, we get up on the stage, we rocking out, we got songs. She really did a remix of, you know, YG's Bitches Ain't Shit But Hoes and Tricks. Man, she came off so hard. It was a few females supporting, but then all the females in the crowd, they just start walking outside, you feel me? Like, they think that somebody trying to steal the spotlight from them. But see, me, I'm here to try to encourage females to stop being intimidated by the presence of another chick. If you see a chick that walk past you with a booty like Nicki Minaj, don't feel insecure and tuck your tail and just walk the other way like, fuck that bitch, her booty big. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just do your squat and do what you got to do and get your shit together if it makes you feel insecure. But females, y'all got to realize y'all come in so many different varieties of flavors, styles, colors, fashions, hair length, hair weight, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day,
we all beautiful.
Yeah, we all beautiful. We're still women, so we got to stop feeling like that, because when it all boils down to it, it's really about an insecurity. I mean, everybody want to be the alpha this and alpha that, but when you're very comfortable with yourself, you don't mind doing that. Of course, you're going to have your guard up for snakes out there, but that's snakes on both sexes, because niggas try to F you to get you in the studio or don't want to give you no studio time because you won't F them or they want to exploit you or, you know, or something to that level. You feel me? So, I mean, if you're looking out for the snake female, look out for the snake dudes at the same time. You feel me? It's snakes on all ends. You feel me? That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But, we just kind of try to get it together, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be trying to work hard on this. You know, I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, network with the main females, you know what I'm saying, that's out there that's really trying to, you know what I'm saying, really about that and really trying to get something popping. It don't matter what you're doing in your career at that point in the year that's rolling around, you know what I'm saying, and you might be on tour already down in the ATL Polka, or you might be in Sacramento or wherever you might be at that point, but if it's somewhere along the line where that tour is happening at, you feel me, hey, you know what I'm saying, you can fall in wherever you want to, you know what I'm saying, we're going to try to together, get the legal stuff together where everybody can get their money, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, let's make it happen. I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready.
Yeah. I support that. And that's what it's all about, man. It's about doing it. Like, you talk about things all day, or you could wait on other people, or you could just do it. And that's what it is. That's just where I'll be at. Just do it, you know?
Yeah.
I want you to hear, you know what I'm saying, I want you, Miss Swanye, to hear, I want you to hear Miss Swanye's track, you know what I'm saying, right here, you know what I'm saying, because I want y'all to, you know what I'm saying, get a chance to link up and connect together, you know what I'm saying, so you always had an outlet out that way too, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, just hear her flavor of music, because she go pretty hard, you know what I'm saying. I'm looking at this Demi guy right here, can you tell us what that's about right there?
Dang God, I don't even know what type of mind I was in when I was writing it. Man, I was on cloud nine, and it was like no rain in sight when I wrote that song. It was just, that was one of them, I'm feeling myself, it must be, just everything is going in the right direction. You know, we work so hard for everything that we do. We work so hard that when it actually starts to come, even if it's little forms, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's a paid show or, you know what I'm saying, you go to one and your crowd just a little bit bigger than usual, or somebody, you know, twittering your lines or something like that, you know, it make you feel like you ain't doing it in vain. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's just,
yeah,
that demigod, y'all know a demigod is like Hercules. It's like half God, half human. It's just, we can do anything. We can do anything.
Okay, that's perfect. We're about to get into that right here. We got like 30 minutes left in the show, but you know what I'm saying? I want to rock it out with you ladies, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I want to reiterate y'all contacts and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate y'all for hanging out, you know what I'm saying, on the Coast to Coast CMC Movement special right here on Bengal Radio. Just know that, you know, and y'all always can come back, promote your stuff, get it in, you know what I'm saying? Let me know what kind of projects y'all have going on. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely going to promote and support everything y'all doing. You know what I'm saying? Let me know where the shows is at, what's up with it. Well, we're going to get into this Jimmy Thank call right
you.
Here.
Michelle, hey, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah, we got to get together. Y'all already know. We got to get together. For sure. Here we go.
Yeah, stay together. Yeah.
Zigzag Flow. We're going to have to do a weed record together then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's what equine is. You know, that's what our word for equine is. So if you hear me say equine, that's what I'm talking about, man. We could definitely do one of those
now. That's what, like a slang word for weed down there?
Yeah, equine.
Oh, that's
she
cool.
Like, she like you talking. She like you talking too much on the phone, home girl. You talking too. can't let them know. Can't let them know.
Man, I love this.
My
I love this.
Path.
I love this. You know what I'm saying? We gotta We got another Swanye track, too, you know what I'm saying? We got another track right here. You know, I'm so glad that y'all called in, you know. We got this Grind Time joint right here, too, you know what I'm saying? I mean, hey.
Dang, that's the anthem. That's the Grind Time anthem. That's on Power 92 out here. That's one of our bigger radio stations.
Uh-huh.
Grind Time is on Power 92 out here in rotation 2 days a week.
That's what's up.
And the mixtape is actually going to be hosted by Frankie Robinson off of Power 92. So that's cool. And that's our main station out here. So this our anthem. This our company anthem.
Okay, that's what it is. We got Grind Time right here. Thank God we're here. That's what it is right there, Bengal Radio.
I got the two ladies, you know, poker in the building. You know what I'm saying? My girl Swanye, Miss Swanye doing it big out there, Chi-Town in the building. Like Snoopy say, Chi-Town, whoa now. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, you know. I mean, how, you know, it's always
they need to put that record on like a video game or something.
Exactly.
I can hear that.
Yeah.
I can hear like coming out to it like, yeah, like a boxing ring game or something. Man, come on.
What?
That's real.
Thank you.
I should just make you want to just go run a mile or something. Make me just want to climb, like rock climb or something. This is some shit I ain't never done before.
That's real.
I was talking about going skydiving. Maybe that'll be it.
Right?
That's real. You know, if y'all just now tuning in to the show, you know what I'm saying? You need to press 1 if you'd like to go live with the host, you know what I'm saying, speak to the special guest of the hour. We got Ms. Poker in the building, you know what I'm saying. We got Ms. Wanye doing her thing, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know what I'm saying. Our topic of discussion today was, you know, hood chicks versus prissy chicks, and you know, as far as the ladies are concerned, would you prefer a hood dude or a square one? Or do they have to have some type of balance in their life with that? And what's your stance with all of Kanye?
A hood, you know what? Okay, I need a mix. My saying is, the nigga I'm with, he got to be able to think past go, because I want to get to Boardwalk one day. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And I'm serious, though. I tell him all the time. Be looking at me like I'm crazy. I tell him all the time, you can't hear free parking riding Reading Railroad. And they don't understand that, you know what I'm saying? And I need somebody who can understand that. So I don't want a guy who's too much of a thug, because I don't need to be talking you through bars all day. And
that's
I don't
real.
Need to be worried about, you know, what's going to happen to you tomorrow. I already going to have that worry, you know what I'm saying? If you a man, period, but not in the extra sense. But I do need you to be thug and to the point where you know these streets and you know how to handle shit and hold shit down. If you do what you do, you know what I'm saying, you moving so smooth that you ain't even being seen. You know, you ain't out here doing dumb shit. That's why, so, you know, I kind of need an in-between. Plus, you got to be able to sit at home and watch movies and then get in. So he got to be able to cake it up every now and then. So, you know, he got to have, maybe he can be like oblique or something. Get him a different type of shape, you know.
That's right.
I mean, yeah, just a mix.
Yeah. We got a caller right here, caller 7651. You're live on Bengal Radio.
Yes, is this me? Am I
on? Is this you? What is this? Who am I speaking to?
This is motherfucking Floyd, bitch. What it do? Yeah, what is the motherfucking topic? I feel that not behind bars and all that other shit, but god damn it, a hood nigga. The way that the nigga slams you up against the wall, choke me, spank me, pull my hair. Let's get real. That's what we need.
Yeah,
that's actually a dominant bitch.
Right,
an independent bitch. You know what I'm saying? You need that, or you going to walk over a motherfucker, and the motherfucker going to remain to be your trick, even though he your nigga.
Okay?
So why do you feel that you need
to have a hood dude?
Just for the balance, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a hood bitch. I'm from Watts. Well, that's what it is. So
that's
why, you know, I need that type of balance in a person, or I would say a man, because that is what I want in my life now. A hood man. Because a hood nigga, yeah, you're right, stays in jail, always, you know what I'm saying, doing stuff. And if he's not a smart hood nigga, the nigga always getting caught. And you always got to motherfucking pay for his ass.
Yeah.
Because once
that's
he in jail,
you
always going to try to call you. I need extra chips and shit.
Have you always dealt with thug guys, or have you, like, had a chance to experience some square dudes?
Bitch. This is how you gonna do me.
No, I just got out of I would say 2 year, you know what I'm saying, relationship with this square guy.
And you know, it wasn't that, I know that he was genuine. He really did love me because I'm a lovable motherfucker. Like, I've never been with anybody that's real. On BS gang, I've never been with nobody that didn't want to fuck with me again afterwards. We could have broke up on good terms, bad terms, and I always try to break up on good terms. We still friends or whatever, but I always fuck with motherfuckers that want to fuck with me. So he was in love, but I had to let him go because, goddamn it, first of all, I don't want to take care of no motherfucking nigga. I got 3 motherfucking babies, lovely, beautiful kids. But it's like, you know, no, hell no. Nah. I don't want to take
hell
care of nothing.
Nah. I feel you on that. You do not want to, you ain't nobody,
you know,
mama. Like, you're not his mama.
You're
yeah.
Right. Right. I don't want to do that. And in the Bible, because, you know, nigga, if y'all don't know about the Lord, nigga, I do
went
have
to the Bible.
A relationship with the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm knocking on doors, slapping up hoes for damn show. I'm still cool, you know what I'm saying? And I still do love the Lord. And without him, nothing is possible, y'all. And that's real.
Amen. I love how you put that. Knocking on doors, slapping up hoes, but I still believe in the Lord.
Right.
That's tight.
Right. Oh, my goodness. We are live. Hey, everybody. Hey, L.A.
Hey. So who do you want to give a shout out to? You know, these is I just want you to know you're live on the air with some hot up and coming female artists, you know, that's on air that you're speaking with. That's Miss Swanye,
yes.
That's my girl Polka, you know what I'm saying? That's
hi, how y'all? How y'all doing? I'm Lil
Mama,
and I want to let y'all know that I'm very proud of y'all, as well as L.A. Drina, for really stepping it up and really rapping for us females, period. I mean, I'm not a rapper, but I respect what y'all do, and I love, you know what I'm saying, just music, period. I'm a very virtual person in the music area, and I love all things, so I want to just say congratulations to y'all, and I'm glad that y'all are, you know, stepping it up for our females for damn show. So,
I appreciate
yeah,
you, man.
Out.
I appreciate
Mommy,
you.
Blue. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I love you. I love you, too, baby. Now, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Shit, every motherfucking body that's doing something out there, you know, Morris Chestnut with your bomb ass. Let's get on Darwin, you know what I'm saying, from BET. If you listening, baby, straight to baby mama, soul hood.
We have to go out with a bang because, you know what I'm saying, Floyd, she's the infamous. She the one that have you laughing so hard that you want to pee on yourself and your
right.
Brother.
That's where I'm almost at right now. That is where I'm almost at.
I love L.A. Drina. Everything I love, you know what I'm saying, I really rap for her. I'm really, really proud of her. You know what I'm saying? I do want to give a shout out to the Bay Area, too. Sprinkle me.
Cali.
But you know what? You know what, y'all? This is what I think that we should do. I got a hood nigga for y'all up in here. You know what I'm saying? And I want y'all to ask him the questions that y'all was just asking. I think that would be a good setback on what, you know what I'm saying, some feedback on from a nigga's point of view. Hold on, I'm looking all around for this motherfucker right now. So, you know what I'm saying, because he low-key, you know what I'm saying, he light-skinned, he kind of got it going on, you feel me? So we going to see what the fuck he talking about. Hold on, let me find a nigga.
Hey, that's what it is.
Yeah, I wonder where this motherfucker is. What the? Hey, here, hurry up. My homegirl got this. She's on the radio, you feel me? She's worldwide. She needs your input. Oh, me.
Going
her
day with all the
ladies.
Going. That's the go lady rappers out there doing it for the females.
Right?
Yes, yes.
Y'all is wild,
yeah,
honey. Y'all is wild,
honey.
Right now,
VQ.
You taking a dump?
Mm-hmm. You said what?
You been in there a long time.
Yeah.
How you doing? Taking a
dump. Yeah, is he live on the air right now? He in the bathroom. He has to be live on the damn air.
Oh,
as soon
okay.
as he get out.
Well, you know.
I guess he was taking a shower.
Oh,
okay. Drina.
Yeah.
Drina, I got a show tonight, and it's 8 o'clock here. I got to head up
okay.
out of here.
All right,
man,
girl.
Thank you.
You know, I salute
thank
you, lady.
For...
Before you go out, you know, just let everybody get the rundown on your links where they can find your music at and all of that. You know what I'm saying? And we'll be in touch, definitely.
All day. Sure, nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you too, Mama.
Nice meeting you,
babe. I'm going to be looking for you every time I listen.
All
yeah,
day,
you need to crank it. You need to come to Chicago.
Okay.
And
yes.
Mama, I definitely want to hook up with you and get some tracks done and stuff. And, yeah, you definitely got to get it cracking. We're going to definitely stay in tune. Definitely stay in tune.
Yes.
My links are, I can be reached on Facebook at www.facebook.com/ Miss Wanye. That's spelled Suanye. The Ms is MS. Or you can just Facebook in Wanye. And my I should come up Suanye. Suanye. You can Twitter me at Swanye, D-A, rapper, Swanye, the rapper. And,
okay.
On Reverb Nation at www.reverbnation.com/MissSwanye. And you can email me on my Gmail, swanyetherapper@gmail.com.
There you go, y'all. I mean, that's what it is, you know. I got my girl Miss Polka, you know what I'm saying? Thank you so much for coming through and hanging out with us too, Swanya, you know what I'm saying? So we
for
gotta show. Get in.
Polka, you on Facebook or something?
Yeah, just hit up facebook.com/official polka. Yeah.
Official
that's
polka?
Right,
right.
Yeah.
POKER?
POCA polka.
POCA? Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to definitely hit you up. Drina, I'm going to definitely be in touch. I didn't realize it was this late. I got to be all the way on the other side of town in an hour, so I need to be getting ready.
I respect that, and go rock that show out and let us know the outcome of that, you know what I'm saying, and keep us updated, you know what I'm saying, so we can know what's the deal, you know. And we'll be in touch, ladies.
I definitely will. All right, I'll holler at you later on this week.
For sure, for sure.
Y'all be easy.
Yeah.
All right,
too, ladies. Man, that's what's up with it, man. I mean, we got 7 minutes left in the show, you know what I'm saying? Got a chance to get it in with my girl Polka today, you know what I'm saying? You hung out for the whole spot. You could have cut the cord anytime you wanted to because I know you got things to do, and it is Friday, you know what I'm saying? But,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, hanging out with me right here on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all love. I had a great time. Shout out to your home. Shout out to Watch. Shout out to G Malone,
hey,
all them,
hey.
All that.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay,
yeah,
have a good night, Avalon. Whoop.
Yeah, do that.
On
rest
me,
that
and I'm proud of you too. You know what I'm saying? And congratulations to you, and thank you for repping for the females as well.
Thank
Belita.
You. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
And God bless you.
She's very dope. You know, we got a caller calling in 3217. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
What's good with it, Drina? You know, it's Marley B. I just want to call in and say hi to all the guests.
Whoa.
You know,
hi.
Me and
hey, what up, girlie?
No.
This is our host of the West Good Wednesday show, Marley B.
How you doing?
How y'all doing today?
Bye.
Yeah.
So what's the deal?
Moscato
in the good, you know, chilling like far,
answer your topic real quick, and then, you know what I'm saying, shoot me a link out there. I'm performing tonight at Mazika's, you know, first off, you know, hop up in there real quick and hop out. Then, the answer to the question, y'all know me, y'all know I like, you know what I'm saying? Little bit of G, little bit of gent, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, he can't be too thug. Been down the route of an extra thug. And, you know, I'd have been down the route of a square who was, like, too scary for me. And
or you harder than him.
Little mama, you still on
there? We hard. You know, he's talking about, oh, you too much like a nigga.
You. This is not the Wizard of Oz. And
right.
I'm not going to tell you you already got courage. What the f***? Come on.
But the thing about it is you already know who you with. So you should already know that. You nigga, you ain't going to lose. Shit. That's how I feel.
Real.
You know?
Yes, yes. Tisa be saying exactly.
Okay, look. Remember the friend I told you I was going to put on so y'all can ask the question?
Here he go.
His name is BG. Hold on.
Here,
you on the radio?
Yeah.
You live?
Oh yeah.
What up, BG?
Yeah, I want to get Marley B to throw a link out there real quick, though. You know what I'm saying, real quick. And I want to ask you a question.
Y'all hit me up on Facebook, Marley B, and Twitter.
You're only doing Twitter, Marley?
You said what now?
Yeah, that was my girl Marley B, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can add her to Facebook, look her up on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, and get it in with her. She's a vocalist, you know what I'm saying? She do got her R&B stuff on lock, so check her out. You feel me? Now, we want to ask you a question before we get off the air. We want to know, how do you feel about females? Do you prefer the hood chick or the prissy chick, or do they have to have a balance in between?
You got to have it all. You got to know when to cut it on and when to cut it off.
Oh, that was a clever way of putting it. You know what I'm saying? What kind of chick do you attract?
What's that?
I said, what kind of chick do you normally attract?
What do I normally attract? Shit.
Yeah.
A little bit of mixtures. The mixtures, though. But I kind of like them. I kind of like them rough around the edges, though.
Yeah. little experience up under them. They got to know a little bit, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Because you never know. It might be a day where you're not up on your toes, and she got to be like, oh, babe, no, you can't turn down that street, right? She got to know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I want to
introduce you to my girl Poker right here, you know what I'm saying? She's an up and coming female artist, you know what I'm saying, and she's doing her thing out there, and I want you to, you know what I'm saying, check her music out, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't got no CD. I ain't got the CD. I ain't got it on my iPod. I mean, shit.
That's your you slippy. What you need to do is get that on your iPod. Go
what
online.
You taking kind of long to give me the information, though.
You know what? Also, other places, I've been slipping, but you can also check the Delamo Swap Meet or other Swap Meets, Compton Swap Meet. My CD is still in there sometimes. Or you can just go online.
I think that's what I'm saying. I should be able to go online, YouTube or something.
All that. YouTube.com/itspoker. ITSPOCA.
Wait, run that by me one more time.
Go to youtube.com/itspoca, ITSPOCA. But also go to poca.bandcamp.com, poca.bandcamp.com. And you can just download it right off of there.
And it better be hot, too.
Not much. No, I'm just saying.
It better be hot. Got me going through all this trouble right now to get this information correct.
Trying to find pencils and stuff.
It better be knocking.
Man, you're going to love it.
Knock. I'm gonna let you know right now, her stuff is knocking, you know what I'm saying? She got that mixtape out, you know what I'm saying? Still Milk, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, look her up, you know what I'm saying? She got that fire music right there, you know what I'm saying? We got like 30 seconds left in the show, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate all the listeners that listened in. If you don't know, it's Polka, you know what I'm saying? It's Polka. You can Google her, you know what I'm saying? Find her on Facebook, add her as a friend. Download her music, you know what I'm saying? And go cop that, you know what I'm saying? And just keep supporting all the ladies out there in hip-hop, y'all, you know what I'm saying? And once again, Polka, you know, I appreciate you coming through. You know what I'm saying? Little mama
Thank
out there, you know what I'm saying? Thank you for coming through and giving us some laugh sessions. My girl Marley, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is, you know what I'm saying? We're getting it in. That's the whole Bang Out Radio family. Shout out to all of y'all, you know what I'm saying, that's doing it out there. Y'all can catch Marley B. Westfield Wednesday, Focus, Thursday. My girl Amanda Baby G, you know what I'm saying, coming through, you know what I'm saying, on Sexy Saturdays. That's tomorrow, so tune in at 12 noon, you know what I'm saying? And then you also got the show, you know what I'm saying, that's on Monday, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. Love y'all, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to ride it out with some Polka live on Bang Out Radio. You already know what it is.
Yeah.